Hey, everybody. Really only injury report. David Bruden left the game with a shoulder injury, did not return. Other than that, I think it's mostly bumps and bruises. We'll know more tomorrow. Any questions? You know, I think everything. I think, you know, the coaches, the players, the game plan, the execution of the game plan. You know, they're explosive offenses. I think they proved as the game wore on. Got a, you know, a great young quarterback. And, you know, they're a playoff team from a year ago. We had seen a similar type game in a playoff game against Kansas City a year ago where they fell behind. And, you know, hats off to them. They played well, and our guys found a way really in all three phases. Yeah, I think, you know, what's, you know, interesting, Mike, with first games is, you know, going into them, and I think it's everybody in the league's dilemma is, you know, there's nothing to gauge it on yet. You know, a lot of new players. We had new players back. You know, we haven't played a four-quarter game yet. You know, so we'll learn a lot from it. You know, it's good that, you know, and congrats to everybody, Peyton, and, you know, everybody in there did a great job of finding a way to win a game like that against a good football team. And, you know, we'll learn from it and correct some, a lot of things and hopefully improve next week against Kansas City. Yeah, I thought that was a real big play there in fourth down. We had some big stops on fourth down as well as some turnovers that really helped the cause. But no doubt that was a big spot, and I like the way the young man's improved, you know, really since he's gotten here. Yeah, I mean, that was their first live football game, you know, since their ACL injuries, and it's, you know, hats off to them. I mean, it takes tough-minded people to, you know, rehab and go through that type of recover from that type of injury, and, you know, I haven't seen the tape yet, but I felt like I felt their energy, and I felt them, you know, I felt them out there on the field. Well, I think, you know, obviously I've mentioned before that we feel as good about this bunch as, you know, going into a season as we have in our tenure. You know, but as far as the pitch count and whatnot, you know, like I said, it's – I think both teams were fairly gassed, and you see that typically in the first game of a regular season because we haven't played four quarters yet. And, you know, but you fight through it, and it shows a lot about your team's heart and their character and how they fight through it. Yeah, they fell behind in the game plan. I mean, it's purely a football thing that, you know, we do a lot of things in both phases. And, you know, they were 2 days behind. The other guys got the practice time. We felt more comfortable having them active for the game.
It wasn't some sort of punishment for any reason?
No, I don't know what you mean by punishment, but no. Well, I mean, I would have rather had him, if that's what you're asking me. But, you know, we found a way to win the game.
Julius Thomas obviously found a mismatch.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, he's a great player. And so this game's about matchups. And, you know, a lot of what we do is based on what the defense gives us. And so I don't know necessarily about picking on anybody, but, you know, he's a good player. He's a tough matchup for a lot of people. You know, to be honest with you, it never crossed my mind. You know, we had what we had, and, you know, we kind of knew that going into the game. And, you know, I thought the guys that played did a good job.
What is it about Roby that you like and allows him to make a big play like this in his first game as a rookie?
Well, first of all, he's very talented. That's why he's picked where he was. And, you know, we felt really good about his talent. But, you know, there's so much more to be a, you know, a professional athlete than just talent. So, you know, what's impressed me most with him is obviously the talent. That's why we selected him where we did. But is how he's gone about and improved. And, you know, the passing game is a lot more exact in the National Football League. And, you know, he has studied and done a good job attacking that.
You know, as a defensive coach, your thoughts on Andrew Luck and how he's come along?
He's a tremendous player. I mean, I answered a bunch of questions about him to the Indianapolis media and even in our media here locally. You know, he's a guy that – you know, obviously pretty well thought of when you're the first guy taken. But, you know, talent-wise, he can do all the stuff. And but his intangibles are pretty good. I mean, he's a good young man to be around. His parents and coaches have obviously done a great job with him.
Coach, you worried about the tackling? Got a little sloppy there in the second half, or is that?
You know, it's first game. You know, I think guys got a little gassed, and I think both teams did. You know, to be honest with you, I think maybe every team in the league that had their opener today would say that. But, you know, all in all, we found a way to win a game against a very good opponent.
Do you feel, Coach, that the team that you saw in there today was very structured?
One more time, please.
Do you feel that the team that you saw out there today was very structured since you have all this change?
Are you talking about my team or are you talking about the other team? Okay. Yeah.
Anything else for the coach, guys?
All right, thank you.